We're talking with Senator John McCain. And, Senator, as you know, the vice presidential debate comes on Thursday. Your running mate, Governor Sarah Palin, against Joe Biden. Governor Palin has been asked about her foreign policy qualifications and cited Alaska's proximity to Russia as one reason she's qualified. She said it a couple of times. I'd like to ask you, Senator, what specifically do you believe that Alaska's proximity to Russia adds to Palin's foreign policy qualifications?
Well, I think the fact that they have had certain relationships, but that's not the major reason she has stated, and you know that. The major reason she has stated is because she has a knowledge and background on a broad variety of issues, including probably the major challenge of America, and that's energy independence. And she has been responsible in taking on the oil companies, and we now are going to have a $40 billion natural gas pipeline. She has oversighted the natural gas and oil and natural resources of the state of Alaska. And, by the way, quit when she saw corruption there. She has a worldview that I have. She's very highly qualified and very knowledgeable.
Given what you've said, Senator, is there an occasion where you could imagine turning to Governor Palin for advice in a foreign policy crisis?
I've turned to her advice many times in the past. I can't imagine turning to Senator Obama or Senator Biden because they've been wrong. They were wrong about Iraq. They were wrong about Russia. Senator Biden wanted to divide Iraq into three different countries. He voted against the first Gulf War. Senator Obama has no experience whatsoever, and it's been wrong in the issues that he's been involved in.
Would you turn to Governor Palin?
I've already turned to Governor Palin, particularly on energy issues, and I've appreciated her background and knowledge on that and many other issues.
Does her energy qualification extend to the international energy market?
Of course. That's what it's all about. It extends to a broad variety of issues, from her worldview of the threats that we face of radical Islamic extremism to specific areas of the world. And I'm very proud of her and proud of the knowledge and background that she has. And she's also been a governor of a state, and she has been involved in running a bureaucracy. She has been in charge of running a state, and it's not an accident that she's the most popular governor in America because of the great... I remember when, in all due respect, that a lot of the some people, when Ronald Reagan came out of California, said he was totally unqualified. I remember an obscure governor of the state of Arkansas that people said that he was totally unqualified. So this kind of thing goes on, and usually in Georgetown cocktail parties.